Hi, folks. It's the Agricultural Show here on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM in beautiful downtown Waterloo. Episode number 66 today on December the 10th. We'll play a few songs, a bit of promos, and we'll be right back. We got great guests today, so stay tuned and thanks for listening in.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes, carnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there, heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there, at a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and happy holler go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there, I got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm. Donald had a farm, E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. To the larger service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make the best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
All right, folks, thanks for listening in. This is the Agriculture Show, and it's CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM, and it is December the 10th of 2013. My special guest today are in the studio, and I'll introduce them first. To my left is Ryan Garpey. Did I do that right, Ryan?
You did. Thank you.
Thank you. And with him is Robin Albrecht. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about agriculture and computers and robots. And we'd like to, first of all, just introduce our guest. You work with a company in town called ClearPath Robotics, and it's been a great story. You're so busy. I can't believe it by your Facebook postings. You're everywhere doing all kinds of cool stuff. But the cool thing for our show is Kelly, you have some applications in agriculture too, so we're looking forward to talk about that.
Yeah, of course, Jeff.
So tell us about ClearPath and what you're doing down there.
So ClearPath, we're a local startup company. We were established about 4 years ago, and when we started up, we were focused on industrial and academic robotics. We started with academics and various schools. At this point, we've got about 300 clients across 30 or so countries worldwide. Closer to home, there's University of Waterloo, of course. There's University of Toronto, Queen's University, York University, pretty much coast to coast in Canada, rely on our technology to do their work. But then overseas as well, and we've got some great clients as well there. MIT, the Canadian Space Agency, Berkeley, just to name a few. I'm not sure. I know there's tons. Who else have I? What are some other big names we've got here?
We have the Australian Centre for Field Robotics, based out of Sydney, Australia. I can't even think of all of them.
They must be quite a job to keep contact with all these people.
Yeah, it's quite a job just making sure that they're continually happy with the work that we're helping them do as well. And then recently we actually just got some recognition in Canada. We just won the organizational award from Unmanned Systems Canada, which has been quite the recognition, considering that the last few people who have won it have included companies like the Department of National Defense and NASA. Hmm. So for a 35-person company to be in that group as recognized for the work we've done to help Canadian unmanned systems has really been a big recognition. And in general, I think our company, we have a firm belief that there's always going to be more people with ideas on how to use robots than people who are capable of building robots, because everybody's got great ideas for how to use this technology that's being developed, especially as it gets more popular in the media. Mm-hmm. But not everybody is willing to put their lives behind it as we have. And we're really wanting to support this. Our company is focused on making what's commonly known as dull, dirty, and dangerous jobs work which can be done with robotics, and we feel that agriculture is a perfect example of those dull, dirty, and dangerous jobs, and farmers have been working in these positions for hundreds of years, and we're now finding ways to help our technology address those concerns.
You will get to talk more about that in our second segment about the actual applications, but it's really interesting that that you'd be able to cover agriculture, and I know you're so busy with many things. I was looking on Facebook on the way in. I noticed you're going down to Florida to a DARPA a meeting.
Yeah, that's actually myself and two others, my colleagues, are going down to the Disaster Response Challenge in Miami, Florida, in a week, and that's quite an interesting competition. It was started just in the wake of the Fukushima disaster, where they recognized that if there were only some robots that could do similar jobs as humans, just turn a valve or flip a switch, they could have really minimized the impact of that disaster.
No, it's funny you should say that, but I saw that on a YouTube I was looking at sometime, and the story was, in fact, about how if they could have had a mobile robot, a walking one in this case, I believe, could have gone in and just turned one valve, it would have been quite a different outcome from a disaster situation.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And there's many that the trend towards robotics is to try to build, is to not necessarily build a humanoid robotics or humanoid robot, but the reality is that the world is basically been designed for humans to operate in. So if we want to work in these older buildings like 50-year-old power plants or farms, for example, we really want to have a robot that can operate in similar locations as humans do, and that in some cases does mean that you need a humanoid robot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good story. What about yourselves too? Are you local guys or in the Waterloo region, or are you transplants from the far reaches of this world?
I'm local. I live in New Hamburg now.
Well, that's a good place to live.
It certainly is. I love it there. I've been there for a few years, but I grew up in KW, and I'm quite happy to stay here.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And at ClearPath Robotics, your job is to make sure Ryan stays on schedule, I hope, or something.
Absolutely. I also sell things on occasion.
Yeah.
That's my main thing. But yeah, it's a good time. It's nice to have a company like this so close to home.
I should say you're very fortunate. And Ryan, where's your home at, and how did you end up here in the studios of CKMS Radio on a Tuesday afternoon?
I'm actually from a, I'm actually from Barrie, just north of Toronto. I came to KW to do an undergraduate and then master's degree in mechatronics.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've went beyond there and just stuck around and decided that this was a great place to start a company. There's mm-hmm. there's been a huge upswing in startups recently. We like to think of ourselves as one of the earlier batches, and we're really excited to see so many other companies really getting involved and starting their own business. And it's a great culture to be part of.
It's a huge fraternity here now with all the companies that are spun off from the University of Waterloo, whether in computer engineering or science, or in your case, mechatronics. Boy, you must have a wide connection of, and also continually discovering new relationships and connections with all these people.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. I mean, the networks in KW, it's a small enough community that the networks are very, very strong and very far-reaching across the entire region.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's play a tune here before we get into a bit of our next segment. So as our listeners know, one of the favorite things I like to do in this show is play the songs that our listeners like to listen to. So Ryan very kindly fired along about three or four songs here, and I'll ask him which one he'd like to hear. Can you remember which songs you sent me?
I can't remember the titles, but why don't we just start with the one labeled number one? I'm all about the labels.
Well, okay. It came through with all the MP3 tags, and this is by Jonathan Colton. Is that number
yes.
one? I don't know. Before we, tell us what this song is and why you liked it. Where did you first hear this song?
I can't remember where I first heard this song. Actually, it is a comedy, a comedy singer out of the U.S. and it is about a robot revolution in the far future. So I don't listen to this stuff all the time, but it certainly seemed apropos.
Okay, with that, we'll play this song. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. We will be right back.
Giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas, Chiron Beta Prime. All the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they
message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my soil and green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Hi, this is Catherine Fife. I'm the MPP for Kitchener-Waterloo.
You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM with DJ Jeff Stager.
Okay, wow, that's a great song there, Brian. It's got Christmas, it's got robots going. You really covered that one. Where did you hear that one again? Why do you like?
I actually can't remember where I heard that song again. I think it was back in one of the earlier work terms I had when I was down in Boston. But I actually forgot that it was a Christmas song along with the robots until the music started playing here. I think it's fitting.
It's very fitting. I think that was a good choice. That was great fun. So we're going to talk a little bit more about ClearPath and our topic today, which is agriculture. And I had written down here quickly the three Ds. Is the dangerous, dirty, and drudgery? What was the three
Basically,
Ds?
Dull.
Dull, okay.
Dull, dirty, and dangerous.
Yes, and so agriculture has its fair share of those jobs at times. And I just recently was at the Woodstock Farm Show, and there you were. I don't think it was your largest model, but it was at that display of the Vineland Research Station. And I think this connection to agriculture has been going on, at least connection for about a year now, I think you've been working on 2 years. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you started that thing, and then we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, what kind of applications so far. But how did you first get involved in agricultural stuff?
I think it was just meeting the right people around the area and really finding out that there were a few people who had started to recognize the potential of robotics, the sorts of robots we build in agriculture, even before we did. We were very focused on the markets we were starting with, but we had, obviously, as we said, there's a very small community around here, and finding that people had actually started to identify needs for robotics before we did, and after that we started pursuing it a little bit more actively.
Yeah, so since you brought up the Woodstock Farm Show, that was really our first foray into a widespread market where we got to meet a lot of the people that could potentially use our robots.
Oh, good.
And so the one that you saw there was our Grizzly robotic utility vehicle, and it is the largest robot that we have right now.
Okay.
We have customized in the past. We converted a small tractor to be robotic that's being used in mining research. But right now, the Grizzly is our main focus for the agricultural sector. And that farm show was so great because when the Grizzly was tucked away in a little corner, people didn't really notice it so much. And then we were driving it over to do some video with Grain Farmers of Ontario.
Cool.
And it should have been a 5 to 10 minute trip. And it took us almost an hour because there were small children jumping on the robot and people stopping us. And it was myself and another person that works in marketing. And we're both ladies. And so we had our purses on the robot. And so lots of farmers were talking to me like, oh, hey. It's a really expensive purse carrier you have there. What else can it do? And which is a great, great opening, fair question. And so we had listed some things that we thought it could do, like replace or supplement whatever ATVs are currently used for on farms and that kind of thing. But then they started throwing their own suggestions back at us.
Oh, and you have your notepad going full blast then?
Yes, I did. It was great. So things that we hadn't even thought of, like asparagus farming, cleaning out chicken barns, pulling up the tarps that are in vegetable beds at the end of a season.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, there are lots of things that people just don't feel like doing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a robot to do it, that would be a really great thing. So that was awesome for us. And then after that, we did some more testing with the Vinelands Research and Innovation in Niagara, which is the booth that we were at the Woodstock Farm Show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic because it gives a chance to see the Grizzly in an agricultural setting and doing the things that people want to see it doing. So we tested it with a drag harrow, a seeder, a large wagon that we piled people onto to make sure it could pull it. We put an air cannon onto it and startled some birds and some people.
Now that's a good idea because the birds habituate to the cannon in one location.
Yeah.
And if you could move that around, it would, maybe the animals would decide, oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of new.
Well, something that we've heard is that a lot of people that own vineyards will hire someone to walk around their fields with a .22 and just shoot in the air or at the birds. And, you know, there are probably some more preferable ways to go about scaring the birds away. So robots are an interesting one.
Hey, whoever would have thought that an unscheduled part of your visit there would turn out to be so rewarding?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's true. Certainly in agriculture, it is difficult to get people to work in agriculture because a lot of the work is in difficult conditions, and also it's boring. It can be dull and boring. And so typically in Ontario, we actually have to bring labor in from offshore to do a lot of these jobs. But boy, what a great thing for actually some of the jobs that are really more hazardous, spraying operations and so on. We'd really be better off with a machine doing that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the agriculture right now, they use a pile of GPS-type devices to map out fields and so on, and probably just a matter of time until that's hooked up with your Grizzly, I would think.
Yeah, well, tractors right now, you can get tied in with GPS, but you still have to have a person in the cab.
Mm-hmm.
So our idea is that perhaps we could dedicate that people power to tasks that require a more human touch,
mm-hmm.
And more intricate jobs. And then the more repetitive and strenuous things, perhaps a robot could take care of.
And in an ongoing sense, is that device going down to Vineland again next year with another bunch of tasks to try out?
I hope so.
Yeah, it's certainly we're certainly taking a little bit of a break from that right now. I mean, the winter's coming, so we'd like to keep our tests a little bit more inside than on the vineyard. But we're always interested in finding new ways to apply this technology and going down there. It's nice. I was personally exploring uses of our technology at a mine site about a kilometer underground about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I personally prefer the tests on the vineyard in a nice sunny day than going down at minus 50 degrees in Saskatchewan to go look at robotics underground. So I think that's, you know, it's a personal preference too there. I certainly advocate towards doing more vinelands and less mines.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, the application for the robot is immense, and all different spots. And boy, there's a contrast, right? Outside in a sunny day, or down in the mine on minus 50 weather. So I can see where you probably all might be wanting to think about, well, I wouldn't mind doing that one than the other one.
Of course, the dull, dirty, and dangerous Maxim would ask us to go do the mine site first, because if I find it stressful just to go visit, it's probably much worse for the workers who are there. But
yeah. that's a great application, and we look forward to hearing some more about that kind of stuff. I tell you, on my way in, I was thinking, it wouldn't be great if you had a robot that could, you know, shoot down pesky insects in field crops or something, because there's lots of controversy nowadays about control methods for insects. And that would be really a little. Can you make a little nano grizzly that would go around and zap little bugs or something?
There is a company that's built lasers to shoot down mosquitoes for malaria prevention in Africa, but wow. I don't know if they've gone anywhere with it.
Well, it's just really great to have the application of a technology to something that's been done for years and years, and that surely explores new control methods and also environmental considerations and a whole new industry and technology and jobs. So it's a good deal. And if the agricultural stuff is as good as the rest of your stuff you're doing, we're all going to be in a better place next year by this time. Let's play another tune, Ryan. Let's see. So the next one up in here is something called Paranoid Android?
Let's play that one.
Okay, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a bit about why and where of that one. I can hardly wait. It's getting this one. Okay, folks, we're right back. It's the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio. My guest today, Ryan Gariprey, and his partner here, Robin Albrecht. Thanks very much. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Okay, we're back. It's episode 66. It's the Agriculture Show on December 10th, and my guests today are Ryan and Robin from Clearpath Robotics. And Ryan, I wanted to ask you what that song meant to you and all that scheme of things. It's pretty wild. That's a good old Radiohead.
Yeah, and that song was honestly picked up when I decided that I didn't really want to inflict Beastie Boys or Daft Punk on your listeners this afternoon, and just when I did a Google search for robot songs. And so that's basically how I found that one.
There. Yeah. Well, it's a classic. I don't even know
it is a classic.
I don't even know what that... Does that band still exist nowadays or not? I don't know.
I'm
going to go with yes. Yeah. Until proven otherwise.
Yes, that's...
People are going to be mad now. They're like, Radiohead's such a big deal, you guys.
Well, it's a classic band. I don't think everybody can recognize that name from when they first probably come on the scene. They must have been one of the first of their genre, I would think.
Yeah. But,
I think about you guys. Maybe let's just tell our listeners what are you doing at ClearPath? Like, I know Ryan from a social group, so I know he's a robot guy and he goes flying all over the world and doing stuff. And Robin has mentioned that she's in sales. So, and tell our listeners what's your official title there. I'm sure you share jobs a lot.
Because, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the official title, at least the one that's written on my business cards, is the Chief Technology Officer.
Okay.
What that actually means is I do a lot of paperwork, and I try to keep the other people on the team from getting too distracted from said paperwork. And
mm-hmm.
These days, it has been traveling more and more. As I said earlier, we've got a lot of international interest in both our products and our services. So it is definitely going to other companies, other countries, and learning about people's needs and new ideas for robotics, which has been a really exciting thing recently.
Hmm. Robin?
I am an account executive,
mm-hmm.
And I focus on the international academic market and agriculture, hence me being here.
Oh, good.
And I do the occasional marketing, communications, dabbling, but not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think you actually just came back from Japan. How was that trip? I didn't get to go.
I was just in Tokyo for a couple of weeks for an international robotics conference, and it was interesting. Tokyo is a little bit different from New Hamburg in a variety of ways. That at the one major intersection where everyone crosses at the same time, I think there's more people crossing the street there than are in my little town. So it's a bit overwhelming. Delicious food, nice people.
Yeah.
Very organized and clean.
Yeah, yeah. So they made a recovery from their the tsunami and so on.
Seem like it. There were a couple earthquakes while I was there.
Yeah.
Which was concerning for me.
Yeah, it's something.
But you know, added to the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's you guys are certainly doing a lot of stuff in this with ClearPath Robotics, and I know Ryan, you have some more items you were going to. Mentioned about what your path is up to, where you're going, what's happening next. Do you want to tell us all about that, please?
Oh, no, I've just been scribbling on this list here, but I think I'm just actually drawing little pictures now. Oh. But I think Robin's got some... there's some feedback that we've been getting, which has been really interesting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're very open about is that we're robotics experts. We're not agriculture experts. So getting feedback from the industry at events like the Woodstock Farm Show and the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair and all of those types of things really help us get a better sense of what people want and need.
Have you been to the Royal Winter Fair? Are you going?
We had our Husky. It's a smaller ground vehicle there with Grain Farmers of Ontario.
Okay.
And they also featured Grizzly in one of their... they had like a movie theater set up with a map, an interactive map. So the Grizzly was on there.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been doing a bit of work with them. And so getting that feedback is really key. Part of my goal for 2014 is to set up a focus group and have a bunch of dedicated people in the industry help us kind of develop an agriculture-specific platform.
Mm-hmm.
which will be great. So coming up in the spring, we're going to be attending, there's a fruit and vegetable show in Niagara Falls.
That's a good show.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to head to that.
That would be a good choice because those guys could really use, there's so much fine work to do in my opinion, with fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I also had my eye on, there's the International Farm Show in California.
Yeah,
that I would like to attend.
Yeah,
I'm not the person who does the budgeting here. So
that's a big farm show.
You can't convince me.
I know I had wanted to go over to the one that's over in Europe sometime. They have another great big farm show over there, and a friend of mine went over there in November, and it was I would like to go and see that.
Yeah, it's a good time going out and meeting all the people, and mm-hmm. you know they haven't seen a lot of robots of this type, if any robots like this that can do the things they wanted to do. So mm-hmm. it's really really interesting to hear what they think of it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything similar to that in my experience of farming. There, you know, when GPS came on, that was a big thing because the operator could actually just sit back and the machine would operate the field according to a pattern and away you go. But nothing as far as the little fine little detail. Like, boy, that there, I talked about putting the little mini greenhouses off and on the beds in the springtime. That's a big job, too. If you get, and it's, you know, I believe it is on tracks. I mean, they plant this up in tracks. It's got the plastic over top, and then it has to come off. And it's good.
Yeah, well, it's been really interesting, Jeff, because there has been a trend recently in agriculture to go to larger and larger tractors.
Yes.
Just because of labor costs are a big deal, and because there's pressure on labor costs for a variety of reasons. But what we're seeing as a potential of robotics is that when labor cost is no longer the largest concern there, you still have just as many people working on the farm, but all of a sudden, if each person can control more than one robot or has more than one robot under their supervision, then both you've got a lot more flexibility. The robots, the equipment's actually cheaper in the end. Mm. If one of them breaks, it's not as big of a deal because you've got three or four more robots doing a similar job. And you also have more safety and flexibility. The Grizzly's a pretty large robot, but it's only 1 ton compared to the size of a big 300 horsepower John Deere tractor. It can fit in more places. You're able to work in smaller fields and be also a bit more environmentally conscious there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think, boy, it sounds like you got a lot of it covered. The important parts when it comes to agriculture. That's a good point you brought there, you're not going to, in a sense, competing with the brute horsepower. That's not what you're doing. You're talking about, it's interesting you mentioned, like, if you had three or four robots and one broke, because right now, if you have a machine that breaks, everybody stands around until it gets fixed. That's such a huge waste.
Yeah, especially for smaller independent farmers where you only do have one tractor and you need to wait for parts to come in, you need to wait for it to get fixed. That can be really a really big problem, especially when you're at the mercy of the weather as well. But maybe if one of your robots breaks, maybe you've got 10% less capability, but that you still have the remaining 90%. You can still do your job.
Last time I heard, they're still working on a strawberry picker. The problem is the tender fruit,
mm-hmm.
and you can't be shaking it or throwing it around a bit. It's got to be just. I know that there are in spraying systems devices with electric eyes who they can discern between green and dirt. And so the sprayer nozzle only goes on when it sees green, which is chlorophyll. And so if with that kind of color recognition, I'm wondering what kind of a strawberry picker a grizzly would make. I guess it could pull its big container behind and put the strawberries in there.
It's something that we've been asked about a few times, not just with strawberries, but the idea of having an arm that can pick the fruit.
Mm.
And it's something we've looked at. It adds some layers of complexity, perhaps a bit beyond where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something we're definitely interested in the future.
There's a lot of
academic researchers that focus on agriculture that are looking at the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to something that Ryan said about how if you have a smaller farm and smaller workforce, the nice thing about adding robots there is with these robots, you don't need someone to supervise them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need someone to control them. The eventual goal is to have an operating system that allows you to say something like, on an iPad, I want to seed field A today.
Right.
And then you will press that and the robot will go do its job and let you know when it's done with a text message or an email. And so instead of focusing on larger farming and specifically like cash crops and those types of things, going with the smaller farms, I think, is really going to be a good area.
That's a good one, because so much in agriculture from the crop perspective is all of timing, the right time to put the crop in. But humans need to sleep 12 hours a day or have that time off.
Mm-hmm.
And when the success of the crop is, it means it's now. It has to be done now. And so, wow, what a great thing is that you could have the machine do that at night. Not only is it dull and repetitive work, but it's also so timely to good crop yields that it goes in that 24-hour period. It all goes in that period, then life is good.
Yeah, there's also there's a company in New Zealand that just got one of our huskies, and they're working on pasture maintenance. So there's a lot of issues in New Zealand and Australia with runoff from cow pasture.
Yes.
And so what they want to do is take the cows out of the pasture at night, have the robot go in.
Scoop poop.
And we'll drag the edges, at least, of the field so that you don't get the same runoff.
Wow.
And do some pasture maintenance when you can't really have people without night vision goggles or harsh lighting out in the field doing that work.
The part about the tests being glamorous and comfortable, I take that all back right now.
I want to see how good the machine scoops up stuff and distributes and probably drag harrows that waste cow poop around, and that's just a great way to get rid of it. At least like keep it from being washed down the stream or something. So, we're doing really good here, folks. We're just zooming right along here. I just really want you to be playing this song, and I'll maybe get Ryan to do a promo after this. And this is let's play this next one. Is Mr. Roboto? I remember that song.
Everyone loves Sticks.
Yes. When did they come out and do this song?
I have no idea.
Okay. But it's been around for a while. We're going to play that song next before we do our wrap up here, and I'll just make sure I got it tuned in. I got to check my playlist while I'm talking. Okay, so we'll be back soon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show. My guests today, Ryan and Robin. So we'll be right back in for that wrap up. Talk to you in a bit.
I am the machines to save our lives. Machines
I'm Ryan Garapi from ClearPath Robotics. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
You should be a DJ, Ryan. That's excellent. That's great. Thanks so much for doing that. We'll have you on the show for years to come, hopefully.
Looking forward to it.
That's great. Yeah, actually, you know, you guys should think about coming back sometime. You know, this would be a good to do a little roundup on what's happening since we talked to you last. Who knows? It could be a year from now. It could be 6 months. We'll see how it goes, and we'll talk some more about farming and robots and stuff like that. So we just played Mr. Roboto. So who doesn't know that song? That by Styx. Like, yeah, I can't remember when I first heard that one. Do you know? Well, how did you?
I choose not to reveal my age. It's a trade secret.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, we got to keep, you know, kind of keep some propriety to our discussions, or else it gets out of control. That's good. You did that. So I'm going to play, when we wrap up our broadcast, you have one more song on here, and maybe we should talk about it before we get there, so on our sign out we can play it out, and oh my gosh, Take the Long Way Home, and that's not it. Oh gosh, I can't see it for looking at it.
Drive
With the Top Down, yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Where did you hear that song?
It's a song from a soundtrack of a rather good robot-related movie, actually.
Okay. So, I'm surprised you didn't put any of these swing songs in here, Ryan. That's one of your other great loves of doing is a little bit of music and dancing and stuff.
It's true, but I did feel like I wanted to keep this robot focused. I know I've been invited on your other show, so maybe
yes.
We'll do some of those songs then.
Okay, we bring that one back. Dave and I are not too sure whether we're going to bring back the Swing Jazz and Blues show, but we certainly will like to do that sometime again. Guess a little out of track, but Robin, you haven't been talked into coming out to the dance stuff yet, have you, by any chance?
Not yet.
Oh, my
goodness.
But
now I consider that an invitation. I will be there with a camera.
All right. Good for you. See, Ryan comes, has he's a...
I'm already on YouTube. It's just nobody at the office has found it yet.
Yet.
Uh-huh. So.
They're working on it right now.
So I just want to just thank you guys for coming out today. Anything else we should talk about when it comes to ClearPath and robotics? It sounds like you just can hardly keep up with the stuff going on, and agriculture is one topic of many that you're probably working on. What are you doing when we leave the studio today? Are you back to the office? Got some more to do yet today? Or?
Yeah, we're going back to the office. I mean, it's only mid afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
we'll be going back. I'm not sure what Robin's got on her schedule here, but I've got we've got some other new robots under development right now, and we've got some design reviews happening. So
mm-hmm.
we'll be doing that, or at least I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of exciting news that's been coming out about our company. There's a lot of stuff happening that we actually haven't been able to share publicly as well. So
mm-hmm.
we're planning on continuing to expand and find new applications of this of our products and our services.
People can go on the web. Where would they find you on the web?
It's clearpathrobotics.com. All one word, ClearPath Robotics.
Okay. And you don't do Facebook stuff with
it. Yeah, there actually is a company page which you can like us on Facebook. It's ClearPath Robotics.
Okay.
Again, there's and then ClearPath Robots on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, wow. They got it all covered then. That's super. what's your listeners? How many of your followers are listening to you guys today at our show?
I'm not exactly sure, but I've been watching a thread going around on our company mailing list that I think it seems like the entire company is listening at the moment, at least.
Well,
so
you should say hello to
I've got some people who know me, fortunately or unfortunately.
Well, I hope they're enjoying a little broadcast today, and for our listeners, this show will be podcast. Give me a day or two to edit the show and put it online. It'll be on the Sound FM website. Just search under the search word agriculture, and you should find this show. So we'll look forward to yakking some more about computers and robots in the future. And good luck with what you're doing there. Any last comments from you folks there? Are you looking forward to your next farm show? Or are you going to get a pair of coveralls and straw hat?
I would love some ClearPath branded coveralls and perhaps some sort of cowboy type hat.
You would be,
if that could be funded by the company.
They would look just wonderful at Woodstock at the farm show.
Oh, I'd fit right in.
There actually is a cowboy hat around the office. We need to ask the right people around there.
And that's what I'll be doing this afternoon.
Find that cowboy hat.
Find the hat.
I wonder where it came from. I wonder if it's something that Brian had kicking around from some other show in Calgary or something. He picked up a hat or a promo from the Stampede or something like that. So, this is great. So once again, thanks so much, you guys, for coming in today. It's been a lot of fun doing this show, and I certainly appreciate you taking an hour off from a very busy schedule on a Tuesday afternoon. So thanks for being part of episode number 66.
Thanks for having us.
No problem at all, Jeff.
All right. So with that, folks, we'll go off air. We'll play out the last song that Ryan brought in called Driving with the Top Down by Ramon. What's the name?
DeWine? I actually can't pronounce his last name.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But we'll play the song and we'll see you all next week. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Nelson Rosales from World Accord. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.